Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
These moments don't have to fill an entire segment, and the simple yet effective down-the-lens glare could only take up a few seconds in the overall promo. Yet they all more than left a lasting impression on the wrestling community as a whole, and your humble presenter right here. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are the 10 best down-the-lens promo in WWE history. Number 10, Edge challenges Randy Orton to a last-man-standing match. After being concerto to smithereens by old rival Randy Orton, Edge was nowhere to be seen on Raw for weeks following on from his epic 2020 return. He eventually resurfaced on the 9th of March edition of the show and tried to launch an attack on the Viper, after Orton had RKO'd Edge's wife Beth Phoenix on the prior week's episode. Yeah, that's gonna piss a dude off. However, this was far from over. In an empty performance center on the following week's Raw, Edge opted to issue a challenge. He didn't have a crowd to engage with or a Viper to provoke in the ring, so Edge instead sent his words straight down the barrel. Edge signed off the focus speech by saying that this story is not a tragedy, man. It's a redemptive story, and at WrestleMania, you won't stand back up. In what would soon become a mainstay of the crowdless WWE era, Edge proved that you didn't need a rampant crowd reinforcing your words to deliver a powerful message. Just a boatload of grits and some t-shirts with the word on it. Number 9, you see this? This is blood. Ric Flair was always going to make it onto a list of outstanding down-the-lens promos, dreadful recent allegations and comments or not, because he practically perfected them throughout the course of his in-ring career, often conjuring up ridiculous amounts of passion and sending that energy directly into the camera. Flair knew exactly how to get fans interested in what he was selling. One of his finest down-the-lens moments came during a promo directed at Sting, Dusty Rhodes, and Lex Luger during his WCW days. Gradually becoming more passionate and unstable as the words began to flow from his mouth, the Nature Boy asked Dusty Rhodes to tell Luger what it was like to lay in that hospital, and have a surgeon take that needle and put it through your head as he pulls the stitches. Taking the whole thing up another level, Flair began to pound his own skull and made himself legitimately bleed. Flair then referenced how he'd paid the price in the past as the blood trickled down his face, and if Luger didn't smarten up, it would be his turn to bleed. Rather him than me. Number 8, The Miz blows up on Talking Smack. Admittedly, this promo isn't completely fired down the lens. Most of the actual venom was spat at SmackDown Live general manager Daniel Bryan. Clearly pissed off at being labeled as a soft worker, Miz set about explaining why he performed the way he did on Talking Smack. He referenced being able to wrestle day in, day out, thanks to his under-fire style. Dialing things up a notch, Miz then laid into Bryan for promising to return to the ring to reclaim the IC title and then failing to deliver. Miz even caught Bryan off guard by telling him to go and wrestle in bingo halls with his indie friends. After the former WWE champion exclaimed that he'd wrestle if WWE let him, Bryan stormed off the set, but the Miz wasn't finished. Miz's eyes were clearly welling up from the passion surging through his veins as he decreed that the Blue Brand was his show and that he was sick of being criticized by the masses. After this moment, few would ever question his commitment to the cause ever again. And I wonder what happened to that Bryan guy too. Number 7, Daniel Bryan takes aim at consumerism. 2.5 years after being screamed out of the Talking Smack studio, recently crowned WWE champion Daniel Bryan was now the one ranting down the camera. Fancy that. Taking aim at consumerism, the new Daniel Bryan attacked concession stands for ruining people's health, and noted that the WWE universe were filling a void with this fast food because their lives were so empty and vacuous. Bryan then brilliantly compared AJ Styles to a hot dog, which he'd just snatched out of a poor fan's mouth. As when a fan chomped down on this processed treat, they were left feeling empty and moved on to something else. Tell us how you really feel. He would continue to tear apart needless consumption, all while staring a hole down the lens of the poor trailing camera. This fiery delivery marked the beginning of a brave new chapter in Bryan's story, and arguably his finest within the WWE landscape. Number 6, Randy Savage is the cream of the crop. You were always guaranteed a spirited and often undecipherable must-see interview whenever Macho Man Randy Savage strolled onto a WWF set. And his brilliant cream of the crop promo was another stellar example of this. Former Intercontinental Intercontinental Champion Savage burst into frame beside Mean Gene Okerlund and didn't waste time with the niceties. "Nothing means nothing," he roared, before noting that he was justifiably in a position he'd rather not be in, but the cream rise to the top. Macho Man then produced what looked like a disposable milk cup, before dropping it and calling out President Jack Tunney for supposedly costing him his title at WrestleMania 3, all while continually producing and disposing of his odd little cups. One particular moment of brilliance came when Savage attempted to balance one of the cups on his noggin, only to fail and then use that failure as inspiration, following up with unbalance, off-balance, it doesn't matter, I'm better than you are, yeah. Between Savage's trademark high-octane presentation and the unpredictable content of his speech, this down-the-lens stream of consciousness quickly became one of the most beloved promos in wrestling history. Number 5, with a tear in my eye. His earlier, bloodier entry was certainly something special, but the long-since and now understandably blacklisted Ric Flair's straight-to-camera speech after winning the vacant WWF title for the very first time at the 1992 Royal Rumble was something else entirely. A top note, Rumble-winning Flair had been escorted backstage to be officially presented his new WWF title by President Jack Tunney, and what followed was one of the most memorable off-the-cuff promos in wrestling history. With a tear in his eye, Flair told the whole world that this was the greatest moment in his life, and we bloody well believed him. Since thoroughly soiled legacy or not, Flair couldn't hide the joy in his face in this moment, after finally winning the prestigious belt and his refusal to break away from the camera staring him in the face, scorched this iconic moment into many a fan's mind for years to come. Number 4, Jake the Snake Roberts' Muck of Avarice promo. Another trip down memory lane brings us to the game-changing Jake the Snake Roberts. In one of his greatest moments of unsettling focus, the Snake spoke with Mean Gene Okerlund just before his match with Ted DiBiase at WrestleMania 6. Roberts looked straight down the barrel and reminded DiBiase that everything the Million Dollar Man stood for was on the line, including his prestigious Million Dollar Belt. Producing a sickening chuckle, Roberts stated that DiBiase could have it back if he got through Damien and me. Shifting from Snake toying with his food to driven advocate of those less fortunate than DiBiase, the Snake lambasted his rival for making fun of and humbling those who could use his money for essentials. Roberts then went on to promise that this time you'll be the one that's humbled, this time you'll be the one that's humiliated, and this time you'll be the one that grovels for the money, all while searing a hole through the ever-present lens in front of him. Roberts found it appropriate that the money DiBiase would be groveling for was his own, and enjoyed the fact he was set to become a victim of his own greed, wallowing in the muck of avarice. We as fans just found the whole thing rather compelling slash disturbing, and couldn't wait to see Roberts get his hands on his Million Dollar Man. Number 3, Eddie Guerrero threatens Rey Mysterio. After Eddie Guerrero viciously turned on his best friend slash tag partner Rey Mysterio on the 5th of May 2005 episode of SmackDown, Latino Heat had a lot of explaining to do. Immediately exuding a new brooding attitude, the former WWE champion wandered down to the ring without a lowrider in sight. A dead behind the eyes Guerrero explained to the crowd why he did what he did. Guerrero confessed that Mysterio wanted a fight, so he gave him a fight, before admitting that he didn't want to attack his friend and that Mysterio made him do it. Again, this promo wasn't entirely fired down the lens, as Guerrero expertly alternated between blasting his anger at his former ally's mask and hitting back at the WWE fans in attendance who had been stealing his passion. Yet the masterful performer saved the best for last, as he finally turned his attention to the camera in the ring. Guerrero completed his transformation into sickening heel with the words, "Think of your family, Aaliyah and Dominic, your son and your daughter. Don't make me hurt them, Rey," all while ominously staring deep into the soul of Mysterio and the uncomfortable fans watching at home. Number 2, The Rock addresses his Armageddon opponents. It's probably about time to take a look at one of the funniest down-the-lens promos we've ever been treated to. It's all been quite dark up to now, hasn't it? In this moment, The Rock was mere days away from a titanic Armageddon six-man Hell in a Cell match for the WWF title in December 2000. Cutting his interviewer off mid-speech, the Great One took a moment to connect with the New Jersey Raw crowd, and then proceeded to lay into his five rivals one by one. Instead of performing to Kevin Kelly, however, Rock turned his attention to the camera. Iconic digs such as "I'm gonna drink a big glass of milk, eat some chocolate chip cookies, and then maybe I'll take three Viagra" when impersonating Kurt Angle were made all the more hilarious by The Rock's refusal to break away from the lens in his face. Rock showcased his stellar comedic range and unparalleled improvisational skills with each and every side-splitting, surprisingly accurate parody. However, the cream of the crop, as Macho Man would put it, was the People's Champion's spot-on imitation of arch-nemesis Stone Cold Steve Austin, complete with trademark camouflage cap and a cheeky Backstreet Boys reference. Number 1, Dusty Rhodes' Hard Times promo. It couldn't be anyone else, could it? Cutting one of the greatest promos of any era way back in 1985, Dusty Rhodes had a message for World Heavyweight Champion Ric Flair, and he was intent on sending it directly into the camera staring him in the face, beginning this iconic speech by stating that Flair had no respect and no honor. Rhodes then confessed that Flair put hard times on the challenger's family. Those two words proved to be the catalyst for this once-in-a-lifetime piece of down-the-lens passion. Rhodes set about uniting a nation/planet by highlighting what hard times actually were. Textile and auto workers struggling to make ends meet, people who'd been in a job for 30 years only to be replaced by a computer and sent on their way. These were all hard times, according to Rhodes, and the passionate fans in front of him clearly agreed. Right here, Rhodes became the voice of the everyman and established himself as the ultimate babyface by thoroughly connecting with each and every fan all over the world, or going through their own rough patches. In Rhodes, they had a glimmer of hope, though, and he promised to deliver them the world's heavyweight title. Yet he'd already delivered the most riveting straight-to-camera address in all of pro wrestling history. He'd more than done his part.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.